work at the factory full-time at 18, straight out of high school, 3 years after Ansel died, her visions had transformed the local hardware business into something her mother and surely he had never dreamed of. Her mother was running it then. Ansel was gone. And Olivia convinced her mother to add low-cost furniture with simple modern designs. Not just the basic, ordinary items the factory had sold until then. Olivia had added a fresh look and the excitement of youth. She brought a new design aspect at low prices to their merchandise. They bought bathroom fixtures from foreign suppliers, modern kitchen cabinetry and appliances. Within a short time, they were as well known for their innovative international designs as for the reliability of their products at astoundingly reasonable rates. Olivia used volume to their advantage and kept their prices lower than anyone else's. Her mother had been worried about it at first, but time had proven Olivia right. Her instincts had been flawless. 51 years later, at 69, Olivia Grayson had created an empire that had reached around the world and an industry that no one could compete with, although many tried. Remarkably, there was nothing harsh in her face as she sat in the familiar chair at the board meeting, flanked by her sons on either side. Both had joined the business, fresh out of business school in Philip's case, and after getting a Master of Fine Arts in Graphic Design in John's. Olivia's mother had long since retired. The factory was a product of Olivia's genius, and the enormous fortune she had made from it was her legacy to her children. She had worked a lifetime for what she'd built. Olivia was the embodiment of the American dream. There were 6 members of the board, in addition to Olivia and her 2 sons, Philip and John. She was the chairman and CEO, and Philip was the CFO. He had his accountant father's steady head for finance and had come to the company from Harvard Business School after he earned his MBA with honors. He was a quiet person, more like his father than his mother. John, her 3rd-born child, was head of creative and design. John was an artist and had studied fine arts at Yale. Painting was his first love, but devotion to his mother had driven him into the business at an early age. Both men were essential to the business, but its life force was still their mother, even at 69. The factory was still a family-held business, although they had had frequent opportunities to sell it and go public over the years. Olivia insisted that the factory was theirs, with its many stores around the world, and she intended to keep it that way. Her 2 daughters had no interest in the business, but she knew that her 2 sons would run it one day, and she had prepared them well. With her usual quiet, orderly style, she brought the board meeting to a close shortly after noon. They had covered all the matters on their agenda, including Olivia's concerns about some of the factories they were using in India and China. Olivia always wanted to know that their factory's practices were sound, and Philip had assured them all again that morning that although they couldn't know everything about their Asian factories, they were using a reliable industrial investigative firm to keep an eye on them, and all appeared to be in good order. John had also introduced a series of new designs that morning that they all knew would be snapped up by their customers in the coming months. The factory was ahead of every trend, with sure instincts about what would sell and what their customers wanted, even before they knew it themselves. Their independent legal counsel, Peter Williams, had been at the board meeting that morning to discuss some of the issues that Philip had raised about what the financial impact would be if they ever decided to shift from factories in Asia to different, more transparent ones in Europe. They all knew it could hit their bottom line unfavorably, and Philip didn't recommend it. Olivia had wanted their senior lawyer at the meeting, and Peter had voiced his usual carefully measured and wisely weighed opinions. She sought his advice on many subjects, and he always counseled her sagely. "What did you think of the meeting?" Olivia asked him as they waited at the elevator together. Philip and John were still in the boardroom, and she had to get back to